This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Going solo.
Melania Trump hits the campaign trail for the first time in a year.
And supreme difference.
I, Amy Coney Barrett.
Masks everywhere. Then COVID spike. How this celebration led to a big surge.
Will it happen again tonight?
Plus, mouthwash, nasal spray. Can they really stop the spread?
Should people be running out and buying mouthwash right now?
Plus, night of chaos. What we found today. Looted stores. Heartbreak for the store owners.
Pretty much cleaned the place out.
And oh my God, the devil wind.
Oh my God.
California on edge as people flee for their lives.
Then, imagine finding this in your neighborhood. Vultures just waiting for you to come home. And this, doorway to hell? Stranger Things, Halloween edition. Plus, you've seen COVID-19 masks for people, but for musical instruments? How these moms made sure the band played on. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Melania Trump hit the campaign trail today for the first time in more than a year. With exactly 1 week until Election Day, the First Lady made a solo appearance heading to the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
The First Lady today hit the campaign trail for the first time in more than a year. She left the White House hand in hand with the president. They boarded Marine One together and flew to Andrews Air Force Base, where they briefly spoke to reporters before parting ways.
Melania, as you know, is going to Pennsylvania. That's very exciting. I'd like to go with her and be with her. She's going to make a speech in Pennsylvania. That's great. And she does very well, very popular.
With 1 week until Election Day, the Trump campaign is pulling out all the stops. Last night, celebrating Amy Coney Barrett's appointment to the Supreme Court with a ceremonial swearing in at the White House. The event was very different from the one held a month ago that introduced Barrett to the nation. That turned into a super spreader disaster for the Trump administration. Joe Biden had this advice yesterday.
I just hope he is willing to have learned a lesson and there will be significant social distancing.
Well, it looks like they did.
Guests socially distance on the South Lawn for the first time ever at a White House event. Masks required for all in attendance.
Except for Justice Barrett, her husband Jesse, the President and First Lady, and Justice Clarence Thomas, who administered the oath. They were all tested for COVID-19 before the ceremony.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
Right up to the final Senate roll call, Democrats like Hawaii's Mazie Hirono could barely contain their fury. Republicans are celebrating. Lindsey Graham grinned ear to ear on Fox News last night.
Well, the internet's melting down, but there is an absolute desire to take me out.
Conservatives today are lashing out at CNN and MSNBC for not carrying the White House swearing-in ceremony live. Rachel Maddow on MSNBC showed just snippets of it, and Chris Cuomo on CNN cut in and out.
All right, when the swearing-in happens, we'll come back to it.
It was embarrassing because think about it. This is the whole reason why cable news, 24/7 cable news, was invented for moments like these.
This morning, Chief Justice John Roberts administered the judicial oath to Justice Barrett, which now allows her to officially begin working. And she did so right away. Los Angeles Dodgers are just one win away from a World Series crown. And while that is great news for L.A. sports fans, it is horrible news for public health officials. Experts believe the current spike in COVID cases in L.A. County can be directly connected to fans celebrating some big wins. Lisa Guerrero has more.
This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Did the LA Lakers' victory lead to a spike in COVID cases? Highly likely is the word from the county health department. This was the scene 2 weeks ago at Staples Center immediately after the Lakers beat the Miami Heat. Thousands of fans filled the streets, cheering as loud as they could. Some wore masks, many others did not. 3 weeks later, the inevitable happened. Daily cases have jumped 28% from 940 a day to 1,200. Now there's growing concern that another major spike may be looming. Tonight, the LA Dodgers could win the World Series. And if they do, it'll be their first championship in 32 years. And that will likely lead to another night of wild celebrations.
Gatherings of any kind really can spark new outbreaks. And so you can certainly imagine watching a basketball game together. If you have a bunch of friends over, people are yelling and screaming, as is pretty typical in a basketball game or any sport. Those are real setups for people spreading the virus to each other.
Meanwhile, two recent studies claim that mouthwash and nasal spray can inactivate the coronavirus that causes the common cold, although the jury is still out on whether it has the same effect on COVID-19. Dr. Oz is skeptical.
Do not go out and buy mouthwash and nasal spray just to prevent COVID-19. Just to put some numbers on it, the amount of alcohol in a normal hand sanitizer is 60%. There's only 20% in mouthwashes. The World Health Organization and the companies warn that you really can't get a high enough dose in your mouth.
And tensions boiled over between CNN anchor Chris Cuomo and President Trump's campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh after Murtaugh called Al Cuomo for not wearing a mask in his apartment building.
Why did you get reprimanded by your
own
apartment building for failing to wear a mask after having been
told
before?
Because I did the wrong thing. Why won't the president adjust his messaging?
We know you broke quarantine and went to the
Hamptons. I never broke quarantine.
Everyone knows you broke.
I never broke quarantine. Look, you want me to be the story. You want my brother to be the story because you can't handle Trump. You're the
Oh, boy. Another day of arrest, another night of unrest, I should say, in Philadelphia, following the police shooting of a man that they say came at them armed with a knife. A crowd formed to protest the shooting, and that crowd later turned violent. Les Trent with our report, and we should tell you it does have some intense video.
Tension seethes on the streets of Philadelphia today after a night of violence over the police shooting of a black man holding a knife.
You can see now the police are moving in.
I went into the West Philadelphia neighborhood that was hit the worst.
Look at this. This is unreal.
It was utter devastation inside this sneaker store.
Sir, you might want to step out.
There was a similar scene at this beauty supply store.
Broken glass everywhere here.
The unrest erupted after cops were called about a man with a weapon and confronted this suspect who allegedly refused to drop a knife. Within hours, protesters who say the suspect could have been taken into custody using non-lethal force took to the streets. Violence and looting followed. Cop cars were pelted. So were officers in riot gear. Dumpsters blazed. One cop suffered a broken leg when she was hit by a pickup truck.
Oh, he hit a cop. Oh my God, he hit a cop. They ran that lady right over.
My hands is up. Like y'all see, my hands is up.
A tense standoff followed. I spoke to some of the storekeepers.
Was this cash register broken into, or what happened here?
Yeah, they broke everything.
The man shot dead by police was identified as 27-year-old Walter Wallace, who, according to reports, had mental health issues. Now a city is left on edge, hoping peace will reign.
At least 30 police officers were injured. 30 demonstrators were placed under arrest. Severe winds in Southern California have been a big obstacle for firefighters trying to get the upper hand on wildfires. With wind gusts topping 96 miles an hour, the images that are coming out from the area are absolutely heart-stopping. Here's Jim Murray.
Hurricane-force winds triggered wildfires and caused a big rig to topple over. A passenger was recording the dangerous driving conditions when the giant truck slides across the freeway in San Bernardino County.
Oh my God, Donna, be careful.
Oh my God.
The extreme conditions, known as devil winds, sent embers raining down on firefighters battling to save homes. Here, firefighters scramble to save a home from destruction as flames consume the roof. The hero firefighters do what they can, even moving boxes out of the garage. Sheriff's deputies went door to door warning residents to get out. 90,000 residents were told to evacuate in Orange County.
Until these winds die down, this fire is unstoppable.
The winds are howling every couple of seconds.
A gust of 96 miles an hour was recorded Monday.
Winds continue to fuel these hot spots in and around Foothill Ranch, but these fire crews saved these homes overnight and early this morning when flames threatened all of this neighborhood.
This photographer saved this singed bunny. He scooped the little guy up and watered him down before seeking medical treatment.
Mr. Rogers said, always look for the helpers. There is some good news to report. Winds are expected to die down starting tonight into Wednesday. Ah, if it were only the quarantine 15. With gyms closed and, frankly, it's worrisome to be out and about, a lot of Americans have simply packed on the pounds during the pandemic. And as Megan Alexander reports, it's definitely a hot topic.
Give credit to Gayle King for going where few celebrities have gone before, showing her tipping the scale at 172 pounds. Crisis, the weight struggle is real, fatter than I've been in a long time. She chronicles her weight gain in a series of social media photos. 159, then 160, 165, 167, and 172. Ideal weight, says doctor, is 163, not happening anytime soon. Blaming corona quarantine and Halloween candy corns I just bought. Make it stop, she writes. Gayle's candor is triggering other TV personalities going public with their pandemic weight woes, like the ladies from The Talk.
Oh my God, I so relate to this one. Remember last week when I wore that dress? I put my dress on that was fine before quarantine, and then look what happened. The back split open. Nothing is fitting right. Is anybody else going through this?
Eve said she had a problem getting into her jeans.
I was like, somebody switched my jeans.
Sharon Osbourne says she's dealing with an extra 10 pounds.
10 pounds is a lot when you're like 5'1" and a smidge.
However long it took you to gain that weight, it might take you 2 to 3 times the amount of time to lose it. So be patient with yourself. And if the scale is just making you feel bad, don't weigh in right now.
What should our approach to exercise be to get the weight off?
It's important to try to get in at least maybe 3 times a week of something that boosts your heart rate.
Nearly half the women in a recent WebMD poll said they've gained weight because of COVID restrictions.
Next, imagine finding this in your neighborhood. Vultures just waiting for you to come home. And this, doorway to hell, Stranger Things, Halloween edition. Plus, you've seen COVID-19 masks for people, but for musical instruments? How these moms made sure the band played on. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back. The Shag Dance Contest that turned into a COVID-19 super spreader event. Next, Inside Edition. He lost his life after contracting COVID-19 at a Shag Dancing Contest. 20 other contestants also tested positive. Even the DJ fell victim. Then, running a mile while 9 months pregnant.
We did not realize that people would be so interested.
Watch the next Inside Edition.
This giant fire pit is called the Door to Hell. It is just one of the hard-to-explain phenomenons in our special edition of Stranger Things Halloween version.
What is going on?
Are these decorations for Halloween?
No, they are real vultures. They've descended upon a neighborhood in North Carolina just in time for Halloween. House after house has become a perch for hundreds of vultures. And check out this cloud formation in Florida. It sure looks like a witch on a broomstick. Kind of like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Maybe she's headed here. They call it the door to hell. It's a crater that's ablaze in Turkmenistan, a nation in Central Asia. As the name implies, some believe it goes straight to you know where. And this fisherman says he knows exactly when it's time to go home, when the bats come out.
Have you ever seen so many bats?
Check out this brownstone in New York City. The witch hats make quite a statement. Maybe people have more time this year. You can see they are going over the top for Halloween. A giant spider has taken over this house in upstate New York. Fortunately, it's mechanical. And look at these spooky-looking dolls. They're finalists in the creepy doll competition in Rochester, Minnesota. While they all look pretty darn spooky, this one is the scariest of all.
Why? By the way, having a fear of dolls actually has a name. It's called pediophobia. Now you know. When we come back, a big milestone for a Whitney Houston classic. It's one of the best-selling songs of all time, and now a Whitney Houston classic has hit another milestone.
Whitney Houston's mega hit, I Will Always Love You, has officially hit 1 billion views on YouTube. The 1992 song featured in The Bodyguard was originally written by Dolly Parton, but it's Whitney's version that's joining YouTube's Billion Views Club. We will always love Whitney.
Still get chills. Dolly Parton says she will never have a bigger thrill in her life than the first time she heard Whitney sing that song. When we come back, a marching band plays on safely, thanks to Mom. Finally today, how can marching bands play safely during the pandemic without spreading the virus? Well, it is kind of hard to wear a mask while playing an instrument, but some moms have come up with a solution.
It's Friday Night Lights in the age of COVID-19, and the marching band plays on, but with a big difference. They all have masks, and by that, we mean the instruments. Yep, just like people. Band parent Chris Stevenson started it. Then other band parents at Plano Senior High School in Texas jumped on board. The trumpet mask is pretty simple.
So it just slips over the top.
The saxophone is a bit trickier.
Basically, I have my neck and then the wristbands for where my arms go, and under these are keys, and then I have a hole for my neck strap.
So the band plays on safely, thanks to the band moms.
Moms always solve the day. That's Inside Edition. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.